Members of the media, thank you for being here also to help us spread the word. Spread the word that we're not coming, we are here. And we are here more united than ever, the law enforcement community of the United States and this region. We are purposely selecting this area to begin what will be this year the major effort of the law enforcement community in this area against gangs. In early February, the mayor and I and all of the entities represented here will hold another press conference to outline our initiatives in all of the neighborhoods of the city, with prioritization focusing on the top 10 to 20 most violent gangs. They will get that title by their violence, by their assaults on police officers, and by their interracial violent acts against others based on hate or racial bias. Our intention is, in ways never seen before, with a coordinated effort, to look at each gang individually to determine how we can best attack them in their activities and make the neighborhoods in which they prey upon the innocents safe once again. I'm pleased today to be joined with our colleagues, certainly, and he will be up in a moment to speak, the director of the FBI, Mr. Mueller, but also Sheriff Lee Barker, who will also speak, Rocky Delgadillo, the city attorney, representatives from the district attorney's office, representatives from ATF, DEA, probation, parole, City of Torrance PD. Our intent is to apply all law enforcement resources for suppression purposes to make areas stable enough that the prevention and intervention efforts that the city will be taking in the months ahead can, in fact, work in environments where they have a better chance of succeeding. But if we don't first focus on dealing with the violence, then those intervention and prevention efforts will, as they have so often in the past, not have the success that we would hope for. We will be putting additional resources into this area. The chief of the area, Charlie Beck, is focusing a lot of internal effort of the LAPD. We will be doing joint patrols with the Sheriff's Department and with Torrance PD, because many of the members of this gang cross over from Torrance. About 120 strong. Our intent is to use all of our efforts, probation and parole, against those who are already technically under the control of those entities, to stay attached at the hip to them, to stay focused on them. We'll also be working with the city attorney, who is going to seek another gang injunction in this area against this gang, and we believe we will be successful, and he will speak to that. We will be working with the district attorney on stay-away orders so that individuals who are under the control either of county probation or state parole will, in fact, be instructed that you stay out of this neighborhood or your new neighborhood is going to be back in jail. We're not messing around this time. Our intent is to try to, with this coordinated force multiplication effort, get the job done against the most prolific and most violence in our midst. We're not going to eradicate it. We're not that optimistic. But we can certainly reduce significantly the violence that they inflict, not only on each other, but all of the innocents.